Hello, and yeah, welcome to the continuation of this podcast. We've been tackling the issue of oppression, some of the causes, how you can come out of them. So today we are looking at another cause, which is fear. It's fear. You have to understand that fear was not part of what God put into man when he made him. Adam was made perfect. Solomon said, this one thing have I realized, that God made man perfect, but men have gone in search of diverse schemes. So when Adam was made, there was no fear. He had fellowship with the Father, with God Almighty. There was no fear. He was bold, he was wise, he was confident. Everything that he needed was available to him. So there was no fear in Adam. Now, what began to happen was when he sinned. It was sin that brought that fear. When God came into the garden in the cool of the day, he said, hey Adam, where are you? He said, I heard your voice and I hid myself because I was afraid. Why were you afraid? He said, because I was naked. So it was sin that brought that in. So now Adam would pass on that fear to his progeny. Fear is not a natural state. And every time in the scriptures, the word of the Lord will come and say, fear not, fear not, fear not. So it's telling you something. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God does not want his children to walk in fear. He does not want his children to be afraid. God doesn't want you to be afraid. Okay. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, it says, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. It says that Jesus became a human being so that he might, by dying, destroy the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He says that they were, through fear of death, they were subject all their lifetime to what? Bondage. Through fear of death. Can you imagine that? Through fear of death, they were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Jesus came that he might what? Free them, deliver them. He might deliver them. Because fear is not a natural state for you as a child of God. Okay, what did the Lord say? Luke 12:32. He said, fear not, little flock. He said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said, don't be afraid. Fear is having a negative expectation, okay, foreboding. And God has not given us, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of timidity or cowardice again to fear. But he has given us the spirit of what? We have not received that spirit of timidity or cowardice. We have received the spirit of power, love, sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind is what we have received. That's the spirit that we have received. Power, love, sound mind. Say this, I have not received the spirit of fear. I reject the spirit of fear. I receive the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, and then Jesus said, what are you afraid of? It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I want us to look at something in John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 33. He says, these things have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. See, don't be depressed. He said, be of good cheer. Because what? I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. So, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Let me look at Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Say, overcome it with good. Overcome evil with what? With good. So overcome fear with the word of God. Overcome it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No wonder Paul said in Romans chapter 8, he said that, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. 1 John 5 says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. You know, when they were going out of Egypt and they got to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were coming, and the people were afraid. He says, fear not. Stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. David, in one of his Psalms, Psalm 27, he said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, but he had natural reasons to fear because he had people who were coming after him, people were hunting him, people were coming after him and all that. But he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. They stumbled and they fell. Glory to Jesus. They stumbled and they fell. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible clearly tells us that, you know, he said, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. Hebrews 13, 5, 6 said, I will not fear what man can do unto me. So you are not supposed to be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. Job was always afraid. Even when he had everything, he was afraid. He was afraid he was going to lose everything. He was afraid his kids were going to die. He was afraid of so many things. But the Bible says, do not be afraid. Job didn't have a Bible to read like you do. The book of Job, by the time the book of Job was written, during his lifetime, didn't have any scripture to read. But you have the scriptures. It has been written so many times. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Someone said that there are about 365 fear nots in the Bible. Do you go to search them, okay? And learn them and confess them. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, fear not. In fact, John says in his epistle that the one who fears is not made perfect in love. He's not made perfect in love because he does not know the Father's love for him. Fear of the future, fear of the past, fear of people, fear of circumstances, fear of the economy, fear of all kinds of things. He says, fear not, only believe. Only believe. Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. All things are possible. Yes, I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fear has no hold over you. It has no right. I rebuke that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and I command it to leave you now. And it's gone. Now embrace the full life of peace, of joy that Jesus came to give you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be continuing this series, and it's actually not possible to talk about depression and not tackle one of the major areas that people get depressed over or that cause people depression, as in the area of marriage. So I'm going to talk about that, and so just make sure that you have your notifications turned on. I'm going to talk about a lot of religious ideologies that have been passed down into the church that have actually no place in the church, things that are holding people in bondage. Okay, so we're going to tackle that. We're going to do a deep dive into the subject matter. Marriage, divorce, remarriage, what does all those things, what do they all mean? So we're going to deal with that. Okay, so God bless you so much. And make sure that you have your notifications turned on, and soon you have the next episode, and we're going to tackle, you know, that matter, because it's a major cause of concern for many people. Okay, the marriage aspect. Okay, relationship, marriage in particular. All right. So God bless you, and live the life free of depression, in Jesus' name.